free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you'd like. Once again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we bring to you there for free. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
So I mentioned that there's some Facebook news coming up here. Plus, parents have been charged in the death of their vegan child. Mark, you're going to tell us about that, so have that on deck. But first,
I have the story.
CBSLocal.com over in New York actually has a story about the New York City family suing Facebook over an image of their daughter's corpse. According to CBS New York, the outraged family of a local murder victim is talking on Facebook, or rather taking on Facebook. It was a paramedic who took the crime scene photos and posted them on the website. But is Facebook itself to blame? Well, Facebook certainly has deeper pockets.
Yeah, much deeper pockets.
So according to the story here, which John Slattery, CBS 2, reporting that it's a case of what the family is calling disrespecting the dead. Martha and Ronald Wimmer think that the photographing and posting of their daughter's brutalized body is just more than they can stand. She said that this is on the second anniversary of our daughter's death. I just want to get by day. Her daughter, 26-year-old Caroline Wimmer, was strangled with an electric cord. The convicted killer, Calvin Lawson, got 25 to life. One of the first on the scene, former emergency medical technician Mark Mussarella, used his cell phone camera to snap a grisly photo of the corpse, which he then uploaded to Facebook. He pleaded guilty to official misconduct and lost his job. Now that's tacky. I mean, no doubt about it, and it really makes you wonder about some of the people, the EMT world.
Wait a second. I was at a scene where a fire department came with the fire department. I took a picture of a fellow firefighter on a roof dropping this lead ball down a chimney in order to knock free some stuff. It was a chimney fire, and I got a little time. There was some excitement going on in my life. I wanted to share that excitement with the people whom I know on Facebook. And
are you really equating that to taking pictures of rotting corpses?
Rotting? I thought it was strangled.
Whatever. It's a corpse. I don't know how fresh it was.
It's rotting as soon as it dies.
Exciting. I'm not saying good exciting. I'm saying exciting happened to this person, and they shared it on Facebook. I'm not saying...
It's kind of weird, though, don't you think?
It's weird.
That is really weird, Mark.
Unprofessional, perhaps?
It's really weird.
Hey, guys, look at this dead picture on Facebook.
You can bet this wasn't the first time he'd done something like this, taking a picture of some sort of gruesome scene. Don't you think it's a bit morbid, a bit strange, and unprofessional?
It might be unprofessional. I'll give you that much. But then
morbid, strange.
I don't know. When you're talking,
you don't know if it's morbid.
Take a freaking pill. Let me talk for a second. Okay. What are most of the crime dramas about in this country? They're about dead people lying on the floor. There's a picture of it. Yeah, they're actors, but people watch them in the hundreds of thousands of people. Are they morbid? Are they weird?
They know they're not dead, Mark.
Well, all I'm saying is this compelling content.
One question, Mark. Just from this standpoint, do you think it's ethical?
I think that
his ethics as a professional EMT
If you're talking about it as a I think an unprofessional act.
Okay.
But if you're talking about it as like weird or disgusting or any of those things,
it's a weird thing, man.
It's certainly perspective based. I'll give you that, Mark. As far as whether it's weird, some people might see it. For some reason, they might be morbidly curious, I guess, is the word to say, or fascinated.
People are curious. Look, the murder mysteries are some of the best-selling books out there. Crime dramas, those are the best-watched TVs.
There's a demand for this sicko content. I mean, absolutely.
You don't watch these things? People that watch these things are sickos?
No. I'm talking. Excuse me, Mark. There's a big difference between television violence, simulated violence, and real life gore.
Faces of
death.
There's
a real difference between those. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can tell the difference when I see those things happening. When I've seen that video footage or faces of death or whatever, somebody with their foot snapped off and their bone coming through their skin. It's real, there's something different about it.
It definitely carries more of a human quality when it's something on that is real on Facebook or wherever you see it, whether it's a video or not. But the idea on the TV shows is the suspense of disbelief. Is this isn't true, but you suspend that disbelief so that you can enjoy the plot and the theatrics. So I think comparing the two isn't quite proper. But I think
I think it's compelling content people are interested in, and the guy put it up on his Facebook, and if he's done it in the past, you would know whether or not he was going to do such a thing. And, you know, is it unprofessional? Yeah, you shouldn't be showing that these are real people.
If he wasn't an EMS guy, okay, if he was just someone on the street walking by, took a photo, put it on his Facebook, it would be different than an EMS guy.
I'm not saying Facebook should be liable or that this guy should be liable or anything like that. I'm not saying he's committed a crime or anything like
that. I think this is free speech just as much as anything.
I agree. I just think it's gross, and I think it's weird, and I'm not going to side with this dude.
Yeah, I might not associate with this person.
I mean, I'm not siding with him either. I don't understand where you're getting that from.
It's free. I'm not saying you're siding with him, but you're saying it's not morbid, and it absolutely is morbid.
I think that there's what I'm saying is it's compelling content. Many people want to see things like this, or especially if it's. And I agree
a lot of people
JJ,
want to see child pornography too.
I agree with you, JJ. that the better it's framed. I don't know what this woman looked like. I don't know what this picture looked like.
Sure.
If you're just talking about, you know, a person lying there and it's difficult to tell exactly what's going on, that would be less morbid than getting right up on there and showing the choke marks and the blue face and all that stuff. Yeah.
I think this is... It's disturbing, but this story is...
There's more to the story, though.
Oh, wow.
So he uploaded to Facebook, pleaded guilty to official misconduct, lost his job. A civil suit now names both the EMT and Facebook. Ronald Wimmer said, "I found my daughter. I've seen what she looked like. It was horrible. She was horrible, and I know that people at night are looking at it."
Well, I don't know if he has a civil suit, to be honest, though. I think the boss has fired this guy. They let him go. As a professional misconduct, which we can agree is it's unethical for him as an EMT to post this sort of stuff because he has exposure to it all day long or whenever it happens and in his line of duty or his line of work. So I think the civil suit, though, I can't really see a justification or a claim because this person is no longer a person. They're dead. At this point, it's just organic matter. I'm sure there's sentimental value with the family, and really my condolences for having a murdered daughter. I mean, it's terrible. It's abhorrent. But at the same time, the free speech of posting just a picture of whatever life is, I think that doesn't warrant a civil suit.
Well, you're talking about him. But as far as Facebook goes, is all Facebook is a repository for photos. And they're supposed to, cull through the millions and millions of photos that are put up? I mean, this is just people with their hands out as far as I'm concerned.
Because Facebook is a not-for-profit community bulletin board?
That's not true.
Are you kidding me? I'm pretty sure Facebook is a profitable corporation.
Yeah, they're talking about going public.
Right.
But I don't know of any not-for-profit community bulletin board. Unless there is another Facebook out there that I am not familiar with.
This is some bad reporting. CBS New York, shame on you. They claim it's protected by the Communications Decency Act. Well, it should just be protected by the fact that it's not their damned responsibility, period. But we are entering into this new Web 2.0 world where there are some people like these parents that would love to see laws get passed and regulations get written to make it so that bulletin board system operators, forum operators, Facebook, you know, Facebook is a huge website, but Free Talk Live has a relatively busy forum, and other websites have comment sections on blogs, like on the comment section on freekeen.com. I don't read all the comments. I have no way of policing that. If someone brings something to my attention, then I could take a look at that. But it's still not my responsibility what someone else is posting.
Not only that, but Facebook is also a voluntary association type of social network. I'm not. My personal Facebook account isn't in any networks, so to speak. It's only my only network is my friends that I've voluntarily selected and voluntarily confirmed if they've asked me. So you can easily segregate yourself from this sort of morbid exposure simply by not friending people that will post this. It's very simple.
So you're certainly welcome to comment your thoughts on taking pictures of corpses. 800-259-9231. What a lovely topic. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you're also welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most, an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt, and for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and Biggins all sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming, an $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-point Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, with the Shrine of Female Listeners being one of those features. You can go and see the lady listeners that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to do that. It's free, of course. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, it's spring's just beginning to spring, and a trip to Bermuda sounds pretty nice. It won't be going on until November, but if you want to go on a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, You can, because there's a cruise at cruise.freetalklive that you can sign up for. It's not just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. There'll be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. It leaves from Bayonne, New Jersey, and you need to reserve your berth by April the 17th. That's the last date that I can guarantee the discounted rates at. It's about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com and do it today. Before you forget, cruise.freetalklive.com. You don't have to have the whole amount all up front. You can just use a couple $100 to reserve your berth, and then they'll get it from you later. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. You can bring up absolutely anything. Let's go to Michael, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Michael.
Mike? Hello there. Yeah, I'm listening to you all right here, and I'm trying to figure something out now. We have a TV show here. It's called Cold Cases, only this is not acting. This is real. And they show some pretty brutal photos on there. And America's Most Wanted, even with John Bush, now and then, they've shown some pretty rough, too, but not as much as this stuff right here. Well, see, if you hear about a crime like that, okay, but you don't see anything like that. See, they're just a faceless, like that, statistic, whereas when they have shown people, like that victims, like what you're all talking about right there, it brings a little bit closer to home, and that person is no longer being dishonored by just being a statistic out here, and then you start realizing, man, there's some really crazy cycles running around loose out here. And so when they can catch these people, then you're going to be a whole lot happier about getting them out of the way, man, you know.
I can see where you're coming from, and that there's certainly some value to putting the gory, grisly stuff out there for people to see. On the other hand, don't you think it is a little weird to be taking pictures of that stuff?
Well, I don't know. What do you do with crime scene photos? I mean, they do it all the time. Is that weird or what?
Well, I see where you're coming from. I mean, certainly
they do get out at times.
That's
right?
For investigatory purposes, obviously. But I think that, I don't know, I just find it a little bit strange. That's all. It's just a little weird. It seems like a strange hobby.
Yeah, well, it seems strange on Facebook. Facebook is used for many things, and obviously people use their social media or their internet abilities however they wish. At the same time, I think posting dead pictures of people is something that a lot of people would find a very strong reaction to in the negative.
I'm not saying I haven't seen some of these pictures. I certainly have. I mean, I've been to, what is it, Style Project or whatever, there's some site on the internet where they glorify this to some extent.
I've been to 4chan. That's all you need to say.
Right. They put these. I mean, certainly, I've seen these things, and I think that you're right. There's some value in people seeing the brutal reality of violence.
Yeah.
That makes sense. On the other hand, the hobby of taking these photos and or posting these photos
is
a morbid. It's a morbid thing, and it's a little strange.
Well, I can see your point on that, but the EMTs, as you know, they see all kinds of things out there, and this guy might not really have meant any harm. He was just trying to make a point.
I don't think he meant any harm, no.
Right. And often I would imagine that people ask him about things like this all the time. What's the most gruesome scene you've ever seen?
Mm-hmm.
And
morbid curiosity.
Yeah, they ask cops, how many people have you ever shot anybody? You know, the people ask these questions, so it shows an interest.
No, I don't think he had any intention to offend the family or anything like that. He just wanted to, you know, put this on Facebook. It's his job. It's the thing that he's interested in, whatever. I don't think he should be punished for that necessarily. I think that maybe if his job feels it was inappropriate, then that's certainly their prerogative to fire him. But for him to pay money to this family or for Facebook to pay money to them, look, no one's forcing you to look at this man's profile, so just leave it alone.
And clearly he's desensitized through his line of work.
That's true as well.
So for him, his perspective, it's not morbid. It's not anything malice, intent, or negative. It's simply, this is my day at work, and here's this picture of this woman at a strangle. I'm sure it's very light to him, whereas some people will take it at a much stronger tone.
Yeah, and maybe not light, but he knows that he's a tough guy in that area. Like,
right.
He can, you know, guys like to act tough sometimes.
Michael, thanks for the call and your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Captain Ned, listening in Florida.
Hey,
Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live. Captain Ned.
Gentlemen, as usual, with this buffet of ideas, it's hard to know when to start.
Well, dive right in. Pick one.
Okay. I'd like to premise this that we're all pretty much on the same side here. Much like chimpanzees and humans share 98% of DNA, there's a few glaring differences. Agree or disagree?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, there are a few glaring differences.
There are. Okay. Now, even the last time you and I locked antlers was on the Chinese, I allege they manufactured with slave labor, and you were on the other side of the coin.
Oh, no, we agree that they manufacture with slave labor.
Some
but
places do.
Okay. There's probably just as much labor in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll get through that real quick, and I'll go on to the next, down the rabbit hole. But Red China, the Chi-Coms, helped North Korea in the 50s fight us to a standstill. They helped North Vietnam in the 60s beat us. And now they're the Trojan horse in the gates of the several states of America, okay? So what I'd like to say is... The Chinese, like you, one of you gentlemen was saying, the definition of U.S. citizens are they are Americans, correct?
No, the definition of a U.S. citizen
is... I think it might have been JJ.
What's that? No.
No, the definition of a U.S. citizen is someone who has traded his oath of allegiance to the government in return for an obligation of protection. Has essentially traded his some level of freedom to be protected by the state. And point of fact, that agreement doesn't exist, so there really is no such thing as a U.S. citizen. It's all just a myth.
Well, I don't know about the myth part, but I'd like to say...
I can prove it to you. No. I'll prove it to you.
Okay, please.
Go to
please
Google...
Go
and take a look, search for no obligation to protect. And you will find multiple Supreme Court cases. I think there's one in the top two results where it will explain to you how the Supreme Court has told us again and again that the government agencies have no obligation to provide you with any services whatsoever, including and especially protection services. And so, therefore, if they have no obligation to protect you, then you are not obligated to do anything for them. Therefore, there is no citizen.
Oh, I see. And I agree. I see where you're coming from on that. But I would like to say we are special, and I'm not like a Chi-Com. We are different here.
Why are they Chi-Coms?
Several states. But anyway, let me go right to Article 1.
Hold on.
Section.
What are we special for when you say we, you and I?
Let me go right to the Constitution and show you how we're special, okay? Article 1, Section 8. This is the duties of Congress, the powers of Congress, in other words.
Tell you what, hold that thought. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Boy, that's a teaser. 800-259-9231. Let's
listen. Section B.
Right.
Gotcha.
You take control here in the remaining moments. Actually, no. We've got another half an hour that's coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed. For now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there free. We've got a lot of stuff, including news updates. You can get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for emails or Facebook, Twitter. We can do it that way too. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy. Interns have gone on to organizations such as ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, The Economist, The Cato Institute, and many more. There's a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. You can visit libertarianinternships.com for more information, sign up to receive updates and reminders. Again, it's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so let's continue here. Captain Ned's still with us in Florida. Captain Ned, you were going to explain to us what makes us, meaning those of us on the phone here, presumably because we live on a certain plot of land, special. Go ahead.
Exactly. I just like to delineate the difference between Ned, a citizen of several states united, and a Chi-Com or a citizen of Iraq or whatever, just by strictly by my birthright. And I'd like to go right to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which is kind of telling now with this Libyan deal. About halfway down, to declare, this is the powers of Congress, to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures of on land and water. Now, the next one is very interesting. To raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the United States is allowed to, well, let me go right to the next one, which is even more delineates this, to provide and maintain a Navy. There is no provision for 2 years or 4 years or any length of time.
There's a distinction.
To provide and maintain a Navy. But the Army is strictly regulated by the Founding Fathers because they realized that could be used against the citizenry here.
No doubt. That was okay. The intention.
We agree on that.
We're on the same page again, and I'm really liking this, guys.
But what does that mean about being special? Are you saying that somehow we're better human beings?
No,
because
just by my birthright, I insist that I'm very different than a Chi-Com, sir.
What does that mean, your birthright?
I'm a citizen of the several states united of America.
So
I am a constitutionalist, okay?
But, Ned, when was the last time that the United States Army didn't exist because its funding had been pulled after 2 years?
Well, to you guys, I'd like to say that we need to enforce this.
So your birthright has not been has been usurped by
agreed 100%.
For more than 100 years.
That's Mark.
This is Mark. So therefore, isn't your birthright. So you're not any different than those people who have tyrannical rulers who have standing armies.
Well, no, not exactly, because my president, and we'll go to Article 2, Section 1, before he enter on execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So you don't think...
I agree with you. It doesn't say defend the citizens or citizens of several states. It says defend the Constitution, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
So you don't think that the Chi-Com's rulers lie to their citizens?
Well, they might do whatever, but they helped the North Vietnamese beat us in the 60s,
sir. Well, who's us?
The citizens of several states united.
Well, no, they didn't. There was no war declared. You just read that the war had to be declared by the House of Representatives and it wasn't. So.
Isn't the Constitution sort of invalid just from the fact that
absolutely not. Please, sir. It's invalid.
Ned, listen to me, please. They have this rule book of how to do things, and they have been violating the Constitution for how long? So at what point listen to me for a second.
Okay.
If they invalidate the Constitution by their actions, if they don't follow it by their own actions, the government itself does not follow their rule book, their foundation, doesn't that, in fact, invalidate it completely, the government and the Constitution?
No. We need to vote out those scoundrels.
We did it with Obama. Obama was going to bring the troops home.
They
did
that in 2008.
They're
going to do it in 2012. They voted out the scoundrels over and over again. Ned, when are you going to realize that all we have to choose from are scoundrels?
Yeah, you're living in a fantasy,
welcome,
dude.
Welcome to my rabbit hole, gentlemen. let's all pin our ears down.
Ned. That's right. You're living in a fantasy, my man, and I thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The idea that you're going to be able to get them back to the darn Constitution. They don't care, and the people that are running for political office don't care.
Most.
Maybe Ron Paul.
Well, what Ned isn't going to like to hear is that Constitution is just as fictional as any words on paper. That's just something people wrote down as a guideline for this massive behemoth called government, but it's fiction.
And then they immediately left it behind.
It's fiction. It's a religion.
The Tea Partiers who got in, all except for Rand Paul, that just voted to put the funding behind the troops in Afghanistan. So therefore, these people who were running on this whole idea of let's get back to the Constitution decided to go ahead and fund a war that has not been declared,
which
is unconstitutional.
You knew they didn't mean it.
I wasn't sure, but now all I needed was some proof.
Well, they meant it, and so that money hit their pockets.
The Republican Party sucks, the Democrat Party sucks, and now the Tea Party sucks. Please, people, at some point or another, we're going to have to come to the realization it's over. This grand plan that experiment, either turned out the way they wanted it to, or it failed. One of the two.
Yeah,
and either way, it's not the small government, the limited government that we had hoped for.
On the federal level, we need to stop voting for tyranny, which means we need to stop voting. Because all we get from voting is more tyranny. All we get from these president after president after president is more wars that are unconstitutional, more laws that are unconstitutional, more regulations that were not even provided for or voted on by the representatives. They're made by regulatory agencies that have no real oversight by anyone but the big money and the big interests. So, really, all that's going on right now is just tyranny after tyranny because the people keep voting for that same thing.
Wait a second, JJ. Voting or not voting isn't a solution, even on the federal level.
But voting brings
you. I'll agree
with you. But voting gives people false hope. In the federal elections, locally, fine. It makes sense.
If you're voting and you think that's a solution to the problem,
I'm saying federal level. Federal level.
It's a solution.
I'm just telling you, JJ. You can vote or not vote.
What did you hear Ned say? He believes that's the solution, is to vote the right people into those political offices. And as long as you keep believing in that system.
Keep voting. Then you'll, at some point or another, come to the realization that that doesn't work.
You think? I hope so.
Keep voting. Keep voting.
Ned doesn't sound like a young man.
Voting will solve your problems.
Ned doesn't sound like a young man. He also doesn't sound like a dumb guy either. He seems pretty smart.
Well, nobody wants to make the decisions that are actually going to work because there's very, very few of them.
They're inconvenient as well.
Yeah, I came to this realization back in the early aughts that the Republicans were never, ever. I know what Republican rule looks like. Go to Utah.
But yet
go
you
to
thought
Texas.
The Tea Party would be different.
I was hoping that the Tea Party would
see.
Would,
they caught you, man, and you do this every night of the week.
I'm just saying that I thought that, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt.
How many more times, man? How many more protests do they have to go out and stir up and act and speak in words that sound like liberty and talk about smaller government before you'll finally stop believing it?
Well,
maybe he's just a sucker for my fellow Americans.
What's wrong with voting for the new party that talks about smaller government?
Nobody was new, Mark. It's the same old story.
What difference does it make, though, Ian? You haven't told me what
difference
it
makes.
Does it
make any difference, clearly?
It doesn't make any difference. Voting or not voting
doesn't
make any difference because you're there already voting on local issues that you can make a difference on. You might as well use the number two pencil that's laying there in front of you and go ahead and bubble in your favorite. Bubble in Mickey Mouse. Bubble in none of the above. Do whatever you want.
As long as you're not voting for a Republican or Democrat because you're going to get the same thing you're going to get every single time.
Vote for libertarians. I don't care.
They're not libertarians anymore. They've been taken over.
It doesn't matter.
That's right.
Statistically, it doesn't make much of a difference. But I'm not going to tell people don't vote because that gets them all riled up.
Do something else. Do something productive. Seriously.
Yeah, pick up and move. If you believe in liberty, pick up and move to the state of New Hampshire. That'll get you some liberty.
Ding.
If you believe in the Constitution.
And your vote will count, actually, in these elections around here because, it's smaller, a lot smaller, the divisions and districts and such. More on the way. Plenty of time still for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, maybe enough time for your thoughts, your calls. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Our website has a variety of features that we give to you for free. The webcam is one of those. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen at the same time, as well as chat with other Free Talk Live listeners via the cam page at cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's totally free, but brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling, in stock, ready to ship, via overnight delivery. It's MemoryDealers.com.
Let's continue taking your phone calls. Ray, listening in New York. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey there, guys. It's Roy, not Ray.
Sorry about that, Roy. Right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to actually talk a little bit about online poker and some of the lobbying efforts that are happening there. Sure. Online poker used to be all above board and legal in the U.S. It still is legal, but in 2006, the federal government passed a law called the... it's Unlawful Internet Gaming Enforcement Act or something. It basically banned financial institutions and banks from transferring money to online gambling sites.
Right, so it's not illegal to run an online gambling site. It's just illegal to do business from a financial perspective if you're a bank or some sort of payment processor with those sites. So therefore, people that want to play on these sites have to kind of jump through some extra hoops, like getting like an international credit card or something.
Yeah, and there were actually some processors. It was kind of interesting. I think some processors were just kind of running the payments anyway and hoping not to get caught. And, you know, those poker sites would jump around from processor to processor.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of interesting the hoops that the sites jumped through, because obviously they want to make it easy to get money onto their site.
Sure.
And there have also been cases where... eventually the Department of Justice caught up with them. I think you guys mentioned it on your show about a year ago, and it was in the Department of Justice in New York or something like that. They froze several million dollars in funds when they figured out which of these payment processors were processing payments to and from the poker sites. And so they froze the funds and confiscated the funds. It caused a lot of problems because people that had tried to cash the money out of their poker account, their checks that they received started bouncing and things like that. What some of the sites did is they paid out of their own pockets, basically, and refunded the money plus another, 10%, call it an inconvenience fee or whatever, to keep their customers happy. which I think is interesting because it kind of, you sort of, it says a lot about what we believe as far as companies and individuals operating on their reputations, that even though the government really screwed the people and screwed the sites paid out of their pockets and said, listen, we don't want to lose your business, we want you to have a good experience, and they made right, even though it cost them money.
You know, even in the black marketplace, there's still some level of attention to customer service. I mean, you don't want to upset your customers because they could do something awful to your business as a result of that. So keep them in good graces as much as possible.
Yeah, it's interesting. And there's lobbying groups now. There's a PAC called the Poker Players Alliance that they want us to give money to, and they hire these lobbyists to go and, you know, lobby Barney Frank and all these politicians. And looking on these poker forums, a lot of people are saying they just want poker or these payment processes to be legal and regulated. They keep calling for licensing and regulation. Mm. And, you know, there have been some scandals before. Some sites have had lax security where hackers figured out how to see your whole cards, and they stole a lot of money from folks.
As though a government agency is going to solve that problem. It's unfortunate. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you calling in. A bad hum on the line there. But as though the government agencies will solve the issue of some sort of software bug. It's not going to happen. It's just sad, though, because people, when they're in this governmental structure, they're in this situation where the government has come in and has clamped down on freedom, then they start begging for different ways of government regulation. Well, let's just change the government regulations this way and that way. Just tweak it here and tweak it there a little bit.
The government points out, people point out a problem in a system. And the first thing that folks want to do is, let's just regulate. You have to regulate it properly. You know, good regulation, I'd love to see it, because it does. Even if it worked at some point in history, if you can point out, that's good regulation, well, then it changed because somebody else got in power. So the fact that somebody else can get in power and change the regulation shows it's bad regulation.
I think the best regulation comes from the individual user or procurer who spends that money. That's where the regulation should be. The person who spends that money has to do due diligence and apply the certain aspects of research of their purchase that are necessary to make the proper purchase or to make the proper transaction. That's where regulation should be, not in the hands of someone else. But the sense of the safety net and the dependency on someone else to take over that personal responsibility and personal security has led to a lot of people to simply not take on what they should be doing. They basically pass the buck and the responsibility to this government agency, and then quickly call for the force and violence to be used as soon as their needs aren't met precisely as they think they should.
Also, you want to talk about a bad gamble? Giving money to a political action committee in the hopes that the government will eventually see the light and change the law? I mean, that's a really bad bet. Well, because then you're just pouring money. I mean, if anybody should be spending money on lobbyists, it should be the companies. It should be these, you know, these big Golden Palace or whoever these folks are that are operating these agencies because companies, because they're rolling in dough. The dealers always win. I mean, for the most part, that's why gambling is a good business to be in for those folks. So they should be the ones contributing, not soliciting their customers for contributions. It's just, you know, you can't trust these guys to do anything, the government guys, that is. I'm reminded of the Liberty Dollar situation where they raided this guy, the business, for creating an alternative currency that was successful in challenging the government's currency. They took all of his gold and silver, and now they found him guilty of so-called counterfeiting. Bernard von Nothaus has sent out an email recently trying to get people to pony up their information to the government in the hopes that the government will rule to return the silver, or at the very least return the FRN's value of the silver that they stole to the Federal Reserve note value, the silver they stole from folks, back to the people from which they stole it. Seems very unlikely that's going to happen, number one, because the government's not going to want to give that money back. Secondly, I initially had sent my name in a couple years ago when it was first asked for this like class action suit to get the money back, because I've got a bunch of these Liberty Dollar notes. But now I'm paranoid. Like, they've found this as a counterfeit currency, and they're going to tell me that if the judge decides to return this money, that all I'll have to do is just send my certificates in and then trust the government to send me Federal Reserve notes back, trust them to cut me a check for this?
The certificates at this point anyway.
I bet you could probably auction them as collector's items.
They'll feel free.
You probably get more that way from auctioning them than you would by taking the chance that the government's going
to
make
right.
good.
I chose to respond to this, for Bernard.
Are you going
to
pay the legal fee that they're going to charge you?
What legal fee?
He mentioned in his email that there will be a contingency fee charged for everyone participating in this.
Oh, I don't know any.
What's that going to cost?
I read it.
So
I
get to pay a legal fee and then send away my notes in the hopes that I'm going to get cut a check from presumably from the federal government?
I don't know.
That seems pretty iffy to me. I think I'll just keep my certificates. Wow. Even though there's no silver behind them.
Well, I feel really bad for what happened to the guy.
Yeah, it's awful what they've done to him. He's still facing sentencing of up to 25 years in prison for that, and that's what really needs to be focused on because that's just absolutely horrible. Let's continue with Justin in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. I was going to call in about fear of the government a while back, and I really want to – you remember that show you did before?
I'm not sure, dude. We do a lot of shows.
Yeah, about how people are afraid of the government.
They do. Yeah, we've talked about that, sure.
Well, I really wanted to reiterate on that because I didn't get a chance to speak on that one.
You should do that because you're on the air now, so go. We're running out of time.
Okay. I lost my fear of the government because I got a taste of government tyranny when I was 10 years old. I had, state troopers coming to my house because CPS was angry at my dad. Because he beat him in court, you know what I mean? Mm. And certain district attorneys. Needless to say, it was a bad experience. And at one time, even in my adult life, I actually mentally intimidated a police officer. Just by looking at him.
Mind power on him.
What?
It's like a Jedi trick?
Mind power on him?
Yeah, well, when I get mad, I don't raise my voice. I sound like Clint Eastwood. And I have this, dark stare. I'll just say it's a stare that scares people because it's almost like the eyes of a killer.
Scare a trooper.
So you're saying that you lost your fear of the government because they aggressed against you?
Well, because of the fact, you know why? Because of the fact they weren't, because they went out after a kid that was so innocent because of my dad basically wanted to get us back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's been out. It's Vinny here with you, and we're out of time. And
JJ
and Mark. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.